The market for hagfish is mostly overseas. Koreans eat these worm-shaped fish stir-fried or barbecued, and its skin is used as leather for making purses and wallets.
So if you see in these products, they're called eel skin. This is most likely came from a hagfish.
Andrew Olson studies groundfish in Southeast Alaska for Fish and Game. He's researching where and how plentiful hagfish are. He says the hagfish is limited to pockets in southern southeast waters near Wrangell and Prince of Wales Island. Fish and Game set a guideline harvest limit of 60,000 pounds, and they've just about reached that in a year. That number is nothing compared to hag fisheries in Washington, Oregon, and California, which have million-pound harvest limits. But it could provide a supplemental fishery at about $1.25 a pound. One factor that might deter fishermen is the thick, gelatinous goo.
If you recall, I don't know if they still manufacture it, but the slime in a can for kids to play with, it's that consistency.
That's Fish and Game groundfish biologist Aaron Baldwin. As a defense mechanism, hagfish secrete proteins that, when combined with water, turn into slime. And it can expand 10,000 times its initial volume.
Well, the difference between a slimy halibut and a slimy hagfish is that a halibut might be, you know, slimy on the outside a little bit. An individual hagfish will make buckets of slime.
Fishermen don't want to deal with that. But the substance is something special. It's malleable and super strong.
In medical research, they're using it both to treat burns. It seems to be like really good for your skin, apparently.
The U.S. Navy is synthesizing a material inspired by the slime to make Kevlar-like body armor.
There's definitely, I think, in the future going to be an expansion of that end of the market beyond leather and food.
A handful of exploratory fishermen are testing the waters. Fish and Game will continue this research for a few more years, and if the population is there, Fish and Game could manage a commercial fishery to keep it sustainable for the hagfish's growing market. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.